الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالصدقة فإن البلاء لا يتخطاها أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected elders and beloved brothers, in these difficult times that we find ourselves in, many of us are trying to find ways, we are trying to find means, we are trying to find avenues of increasing our wealth, increasing our means, enhancing our income. But respected friends and elders, we fail to realize that the solution is not in having a lot of wealth and a lot of means. Rather, the solution is in having barakah and blessings in the little that we have. A lot of means, a lot of wealth, but if it is devoid of barakah and blessings, this will never suffice for the needs of a person. The more a person will earn, the more his needs will be. He will never be full, he will never be satiated. His example will be like of that person who carries on eating and eating and eating without becoming satiated, without becoming full. On the contrary, respected friends, a person has a little means, but if there is barakah and there is blessings in that means, then this means will take a person a very long way. This will suffice for the needs of a person. We find in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the famous incident of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in the initial days of Islam, suffered great want and poverty. So on one occasion, he came out of Masjid al-Nabawi, hoping for someone to take pity upon him and invite him home for a meal, inviting home to feed him something. So we find that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passes by, and he doesn't realize the reason why Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is standing. So he makes salam and he carries on. He sees Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and he makes salam and he carries on. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes by, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understands the reason why Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is standing there. So immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam invites Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu home. As soon as they enter the house, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees a bowl of milk. He asks, Rasulullah asked his wife that, where has this milk come from? Rasulullah is told that this was given as a gift from one of the Ansari Sahabi. So as soon as Rasulullah hears this, he tells Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that go to Masjid al-Nabawi and invite your Suffa friends. So when Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu eventually goes to Masjid al-Nabawi, he invites the Suffa friends. It is mentioned that at that time there were 80 of them. And all 80 of them drank from this one bowl of milk. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he drank so much until he was completely satiated, he was completely full. And this is barakah and blessing, that from a little amount of means, a small bowl of milk, respected friends, many people were sufficed for. It satiated the hunger of 80 odd people. But this is, there is barakah and there is blessings in that. So respected friends and elders, how do we bring about barakah and how do we bring about blessings in our wealth? There are many deeds, there are many a'mal in deen, and if a person has to practice upon it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about barakah and blessings in his wealth. Allah will bring about barakah and blessings in his means. Now one such amal is spending and giving sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly it seems that when a person is spending, he is giving sadaqah, his wealth is decreasing. But respected friends and elders, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is true. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sadiqul masduq. No word of lie ever emanated from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqatin. That no person's wealth ever decreases by giving sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fact in Quran says, yamhaqullahu riba. That outwardly it seems when a person is taking money on interest, he gives a loan on interest and then he earns interest, it seems as though his wealth is increasing. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yamhaqullahu riba. Allah completely destroys, Allah completely annihilates riba. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies sadaqah and charities. Outwardly it seems that a person, respected friends and elders, is taking interest, his wealth is increasing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that inna riba wa in kathur fa inna aqibatahu annahu tasiru ila kullin. Riba, no matter how profitable it may be, no matter how much it may be, the end result and the outcome of riba is that it will completely destroy a person's wealth. Yasiru ila kullin, it will bring a person's wealth to absolutely nothing. But respected friends and elders, wa yurbis sadaqat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will give barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give blessings in that wealth from which sadaqah and charity is given. So respected friends and elders, in the hadith and in the Quran Sharif, there are so many benefits. There are so many fadail of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest benefit of spending is that through spending a person will become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that as-sakhiyu qareebun min Allahi qareebun min al-jannati qareebun min al-nas ba'idun min al-nar. That person who is generous, that person who spends upon others, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is that he is qareebun min Allah. This person is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qareebun min al-jannah, he is close to Jannah. Qareebun min al-nas, he is close to the people. Ba'idun min al-nar, and he is distant from Jahannam. On the contrary, that person who doesn't spend, he is a miser, he is a bakhil. Rasulullah says that he is far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is far from the people, he is far from Jannat, and he is very close to Jahannam. We find that Yahya ibn Zakariya alayhi salam, he was once traveling when he came across Shaitan, and he had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to speak to Shaitan. So he asked Shaitan that, who is it that you hate the most and who is it that you love the most? Who is it that you hate the most and who is it that you love the most? So Shaitan mentioned that the one that he loved the most was a Muslim who is a miser. And the one that he hated the most is that sinful person but who is generous and who spends. So he was surprised at his answer. So he asked Shaitan, what is the reason for this? So Shaitan mentioned that the Muslim person that is a miser, his miserliness is sufficient to take him to Jahannam. But that sinful person who is generous, on account of his generosity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time may show him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may shower his mercy upon this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then forgive his sins and Allah will enter him into Jannah. So it's better, friends and elders, through spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. That all of us, we are looking for the true closeness, we are looking for the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the recipe. Allah tells us how we can attain that righteousness. Allah says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never be able to attain this piety. You will never be able to achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until and unless you spend from that which you love. We find that this verse had such an impact upon Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I heard the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I cannot attain piety until I spend from that which I love. And we find that Abu Talha radiallahu anhu was an Ansari Sahabi, and he was that Sahabi that owned the most amount of date palms in Medina Munawwara. So he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have identified all my wealth, and I find that Bi'raha is that orchard of mine, that garden of mine that is the most beloved to me. Bi'raha was an orchard that was situated directly in front of Masjid al-Nabawi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself also used to take rest in this orchard. Rasulullah sallallahu used to enjoy the sweet water of this orchard. So he says that Bi'raha is that garden of mine that is the most beloved to me. But I want the love of Allah. I want the true closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying I cannot attain it until I spend from that which I love. So Bi'raha, O Rasul of Allah, I wish to hand it over to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They may use it as they like. What was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, that, O Abu Talha, I see that there is a certain family member of yours. Certain family members of yours, they are quite in need. It is more befitting, it is more better that you give this garden over to them, they will benefit from it more. So respected friends and elders, one is that we find spending in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then also we find in our deen and Islam, there is a lot of emphasis upon spending upon those that are close to us. It should never be such that a person is spending, he is generous upon others, he is giving sadaqah to the whole world, but his own family members, those that are the closest to him, they are suffering, they are in poverty, they are in need. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that sadaqah that is given to a family member earns a person two rewards. One is the reward of spending, and the other is the reward of keeping the family ties, maintaining the family ties. Maymuna radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she set a slave of hers free. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the evening that he spent with Maymuna radiallahu anha, she informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what she had done. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the slave of ours, I had set him free. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his response. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her that, O Maymuna, had you kept this slave in slavery, have you not freed the slave and given it to a certain uncle of yours that was in need, this would have been more rewarding for you. We find in the hadith so much of reward is mentioned for setting a slave free. But there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that giving that slave over to your family member of yours, your uncle of yours, he was quite in need, he needed some help, he needed some assistance, that would have earned you greater reward than setting the slave free. So how respected friends and elders, we can spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also not forgetting our close family members. They should be the ones that are the biggest beneficiaries, the ones who receive our sadaqah and our spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many benefits, there are so many rewards for spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for being generous. And we find that unfortunately many of us, we deprive ourselves of the benefits because we feel that spending is only the responsibility, it is only the duty of the rich. Because I am earning a little, because I do not earn a lot, so spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving sadaqah for others is not my duty, it is only the duty of the rich. Yes, the rich do have an extra responsibility of giving zakat, 2.5% of their wealth annually, to specify an Islamic date in the year, and then to calculate a person's wealth, go to the ulama-i-kiram, find out from them that which of my wealth is zakatable, which of my wealth is not zakatable, and then to calculate, not merely estimating, but rather to calculate my wealth, and then to give 2.5% of that wealth in zakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that is an extra responsibility of the rich. But those of us that do not have the nisab amount, those of us that are not wealthy, this doesn't mean that we do not have to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are deprived of the opportunity of spending. No, respected friends and elders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions the quality of the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are those who yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa darra. The muttaqeen are those who spend in ease and in adversity. Under this, Prophet Sirin mentioned that for a poor person, that the responsibility of giving is upon the rich as well as upon the poor. For a rich person to spend 1,000 rand of 100,000 rand is 1%. It is the same for a poor person to spend 1 rand of 100 rand or 10 rand of 1,000 rand. We all have an equal opportunity of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to our means, according to our abilities, we all should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, every person, let him spend according to his means. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ. That person whose sustenance, his means are a little, then he should spend from the little that Allah has given him. This is not an excuse, respected friends, that we are not earning a lot, we do not have a lot of wealth, that we are not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By not spending, we are only depriving ourselves. So respected friends and elders, in the ahadith there are so many benefits of spending. In one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that badiru bis sadaqah, rush, hasten in giving sadaqah, فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Bala and calamity will not come upon that person that is spending in the path of Allah. إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ لَتُطْفِئُ غَدَبَ الرَّبِّ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that sadaqah calms the anger of Allah. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. Sadaqah prevents a person, stops a person from dying an evil death. So spending in the path of Allah is a means of a person having a good death, dying upon iman. In one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that دَعُوا أَمْرَاضَكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. Treat your sicknesses by giving sadaqah. حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ. Fortify your wealth by giving zakah. This word حَسِّنُوا in Arabic comes from the word حِسْن. حِسْن refers to a fort. Just like how a fort is used to fortify a person, to protect a person from the attacks of the enemy. In exactly the same way, when a person gives zakat, he is protecting his wealth. He is fortifying his wealth. So, respected friends and elders, we understand now how important it is to spread in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will become easy for a person when he sets aside, when he sets a portion aside of his wealth, whether it be weekly, whether it be daily, whether it be monthly, or whether it be yearly. But when a person sets aside a portion of his wealth, then his better friends and elders, it becomes very easy for this person to spend. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned an incident of a person in the past who was travelling in an open field, and all of a sudden he had heard a voice from the above addressing the cloud saying that iski hadiqata fulan, go and irrigate the crops of such and such a person, pour your water upon the land of such and such a person. So this person was amazed, he was shocked that why is this person specifically being chosen. So he follows the direction of the clouds, and he sees that the clouds rains its water upon a rocky terrain, a rocky piece of land. And from this rocky piece of land, the water is now flowing in the direction of a certain person's farm. So he follows the movement of the water, he follows the water, and he sees that this water is now coming to a certain person's garden. And at the entrance of the garden, he sees this person, the owner of the garden, with a spade in his hand, diverting the water towards his crops. So when he sees this, he is amazed, he is shocked. So he asks this person that, what is your name? First he asks him, what is your name? So he tells him that my name is so and so. And he recognizes and he realizes that this is the same name that he had heard from the voice that came from above, that iske hadikata fulan, go and irrigate this person's crops. So he asks this person that, what is the secret? What is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making special intizam and special arrangements just for you? How are you drawing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special help and mercy? So with much reluctance he tells this person that it is nothing special that I do. It is just that from whatever crops I harvest, I divide it into three equal parts. One part I keep for me and my family, the first third. The second third, I reinvest it back into my farm, back into my garden. And the third third, he allocated that amount to his friends and elders to sadaqah and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the poor and upon the needy. It was because of the barakah of this allocation that he had made. One third for himself, one third he had reinvested back in his orchard, in his garden, and the third third that he had given as sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that earned him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine and unseen help. So respected friends and elders, how we also, from whatever money, whatever wealth we have, whether it be on a monthly basis, whether it be on a yearly basis, or even on a daily basis, but to set aside a portion of our wealth. If we will set aside a portion of our wealth, respected friends and elders, then we will find every excuse of spending in the path of Allah, of giving to the poor, of giving to the needy. But if we will not set aside our wealth, we will find every excuse not to spend in the path of Allah. Respected friends and elders, remember that by spending in the path of Allah, by spending upon the poor, upon the needy, we are not doing that person any favor as much as we are doing ourselves a favor. There are so many benefits. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, when He encourages us to spend, or rather when Allah mentions the qualities of the muttaqeen, Allah says that they are those who, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, from what we have provided for them, they spend. Remember that whatever we have, whatever wealth we have, whatever means we have, this is not ours. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. So in such a subtle way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, just like how I have spent upon you, just like how I have provided for you, you also provide and you also spend upon others. So respected friends and elders, those of us, remember, spending the part of Allah is of two types. One is that fard amount. Those of us that have the nisab amount, go up to the ulama ikram, find out from them that, do I have the nisab amount? Is my assets, those assets that I have, are they zakatable? And upon those assets, respected friends and elders, to give the 2.5%. Not just estimating, but rather to calculate. Calculate our wealth properly. And to give the 2.5% on an Islamic date in the year. We shouldn't be giving our zakat upon an English date. Why? Because we find that our deen is based upon the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. If this is the case, and respected friends and elders, after a few years, it could be such that our zakat for like 1 year will be outstanding. Because the lunar calendar is 10 days shorter than the solar calendar. So to make sure that on a lunar calendar month, a lunar calendar date, we are discharging our zakat. And those of us that do not have the means, do not have the nisab amount, we also have the opportunity of spending in the path of Allah. We have the opportunity of spending sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سميع سمات كبير الشان جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم وسيع الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء يميم الإحسان سريع الحساب لذ السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوذ بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تحب الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأدمنوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين وادعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرا لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما هو معنى الأحاديث المختلفة أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Straighten our roads and show our heels in a straight line, shoulder to shoulder. Complete the saf in front before making a new saf.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad aqamati as-salah, qad aqamati as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. رضي الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقديرنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات. إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Thank you.